now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to another edition of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is Rob, and I've got a rockin' set of tunes coming up for you. Of course, that was Nunslaughter starting off the show for you, and they did a song called How Cold the Grave from their split with Unholy Grave. And gonna keep things moving right along here. I've got a special request set for my buddy Danny. And I couldn't find all the songs he was looking for, but I found most of them. And I threw in a little surprise since I couldn't find the Thermals. This is one of his favorites. This is The Whip doing a Freelance Liaison.
Ah, 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 ah. cover, hey, with face. Watch your face, you might have to wear. Look at somebody, they get scared. You're a piece of damage too. They get fucking you by the ball. Make your eyes stay in. Things go away. No matter what they say, that's your own pain. Stand your mind, what is right. You know you're just gonna fight. Do your own life is away. Find my fears, there's no pain. Make your eyes stay in. Things go away. No matter what they say, that's your own pain. I'm still my neighbor.
That does it for my big request set for my main man, Danny B. I know he'll be rocking those tunes and annoying his boss at work. So, of course, that was Cryptic Slaughter doing Set Your Own Pace from the Money Talks full length. Before that was The Observers doing Symbols, Slogans, and Lies. Before that was The Markmen doing Hate Me Anyway. Couldn't find the Smoking Pope song he was looking for, so we played Sandra from an early release dating back to 1991. And I start off the set with The Whip, because I couldn't find the thermals. I told you, Danny, I wouldn't be able to find these records, but I gave it my best shot, and The Whip did Freelance Liaison. And once again, I want to remind you, this is Rob, Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Going to play some CDs now. Going to start out with the new Dystopia. I had to get out my special Encrypto goggle thingies to understand the font that they were using on this record. It was nearly impossible for me to figure it out, but I did figure out the song title. It's called Control All Delete, and I think you'll like it.
Save me from my humanity. Save me from my human self. I will commit to fucking a gun and give myself away to you.
Double blade for friendship, double blade for love. Salvation is under my palm. Clamp him for serenity, double blade for security. Bliss was here all along.
But with this new gift bestowed onto me, everything I want my grasp, nothing but self is sacred to me.
Thank you for power, thank you for sex. Email to me, here I keep all my breath. Double click my comfort, double click my all. Cyberlord, hear me like all.
Give me a window, flip to the crew. My privacy, all that you tell. How you live and what you think. Teenage of freedom with my fucking
clicker. Click it for all time you fall. Click it up. Click it, but it's living in me.
Relax!
vibrational super. We'll be right back.
Let's hear it for some lo-fi rockin' jams all the way from Malaysia. That was Skullcrusher doing a Pembawa. Very, very awesome. And before that was a reissue, Unseen Force, doing a song called Fear. And I was checking out the insert in here, and I guess it's kind of like a one-sheet insert telling you what you're getting. And there's this awesome review from Pusshead dating back to 1987. It was published in Thrasher magazine. And I don't know, they just don't write them like this anymore. I got to read you a little bit of this, because no one writes a review like Pusshead. I think Maximum should bring him back. Anyway, here we go. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's just so awesome. The devastating quest for pillaging thrash leads us to Richmond, Virginia, where a rifling new ensemble twist with a blustering fury full on all the right parts. Unseen Force debut with their LP entitled In Search of the Truth that shakes down 11 tracks of steadfast energy, high-speed velocity, and a bit of iron wailing. A cannon booming quake of forceful stamina charges outward as this five-piece band wallops a tasty dose of rocketing intensity. Dewey, ex of the White Cross, showers out a wall of electrical spears as he shares guitar duties with Scott, and so on and so forth. It's just, they don't write them like that anymore. Even the folks here, man, that just fucking rocks. Anyway, but of course you should still buy Maximum Rock and Roll, because our viewers are still rocking it. But that's just one of a kind. Anyway, going to keep things moving right along here. That was my all CD set. And of course, I got to announce the rest of the set. And of course, before Unseen Force was another reissue. That was Don Don from Japan. They did a song called Last Warning. And I just learned tonight, I never knew, Don Don stands for Detestation of Negative and Destruction of Nuclear. I did not know that. Learning something every day here at Maximum Rock and Roll. And before that was the Murder Disco Experience doing a song that just made me crack up. It's called Super Crust, and that was from their complete discography, 1997 to 2004. And before that was the Local Heroes Dystopia. They're no longer around, but they finally got these last tracks they recorded out on a CD, maybe on vinyl too, I believe. It's called, the song I played was Control All Delete. Superior layout from them as always. And let's keep things moving along. Some more heavy stuff. This is Forca Macabra doing Esthera Metal. Haven't heard from them in a while. And I have to say, when I first looked at this record, it has to be one of the ugliest record covers I've seen. It ranks up there with the SDS Amoeba cover. And I don't know. I'll let the music stand alone here, because it definitely doesn't match the cover.
Yeah. Oder sich gesorgt, die Kinder haben es nicht, haben es nur, dass du, die Kinder haben es nicht, wenn du uns verheißen kannst. Bis auf der Attacke, denn was die Leute, was die Welle werden. Oder sich gesorgt, die Kinder haben es nicht, haben es nur, dass du, die Kinder haben es nicht.
There you go, Iron Lung. That thing's so crushing. I played two songs by them, complimenting each other. That was Stone Hands, and before that was Pig Hands, and that's from their full length that just came out not too long ago. And before that was Rahuitas, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce the song title there, but that just fucking ripped. And before that was Age from their new full length from Japan. They did a song called The Scar of Lead. And I started out with Forca Macabra, kind of a little bit of an accused sound nowadays, but that song was ripping nonetheless. Esfera Metal was the track, and man, this cover art is an eyesore, as I mentioned before, but that song just kills it, so it's worth picking up. Don't let that cover art deceive you. I'm going to slow things down a bit here. I rated the 10-inch section tonight. These are all records of the 10-inch variety. I'm going to play an oldie but goodie. This is the Sea Monkeys doing a Tony Randall song.
I'm Come on down.
right, let's hear it for Quentin Tarantino's favorite all-female Japanese rock and roll band. That was the 5678s doing Bomb the Twist. And before that was the Groovy Ghoulies doing Don't Lie to Me. And before that was the Jet Boys doing Wild Party. And, of course, Teen Generate doing Shake a Tail Feather. I played Teen Generate on the last radio show I did, and I've been on a big Teen Generate kick lately, so you have to excuse me, but when it rocks that hard, they deserve multiple plays. And, of course, the Sea Monkeys started out with that, doing a Tony Randall song. Those were all tracks from 10-inch records. We have quite a few 10-inches here at the Maximum Collection, so I thought I'd raid those because they're way up on a tall shelf. They never get looked at. They're totally neglected, so I was glad to pull them down and reintroduce them to the world. Anyway, going to keep things moving right along. Going to try to squeeze in a few more tracks. This is Vario, a record out on Feral Ward, and they're doing a song, Jesus on Hera.
Thank you.
Alright, that does it for my last set of this radio show. Thanks for listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was, of course, Total Fury from their split out with Pandemonium, I believe. I can't find the split right now, but that was from their U.S. East Coast Tour 2007. And before that was a reissue of Die Kreuzen, the EP, and they did a song called In School. No one can match those awesome vocals. And before that one was Violent Minds doing a short one called Know It All. And, of course, before that was Atake doing You Are Being Followed. That band is fronted and vocaled by Maximum Rock and Roll's own Chloe. She's no longer with us. She's out in New York. But she's playing in town tonight. Maybe I can make it out to see her, though I'm lazy and I doubt it. And before that was Vario, and that's a new one out on Feral Ward. I want to remind you, you have been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. You can check us out on the web. If you're not, at maximumrockandroll.com/radio. or email us requests or questions, radio@maximumrockandroll.com. And we just want to remind you that we've upgraded our, I don't know the internet terminology, but anyways, it's a better sound on the internet. So your MP3s will sound better on your little iPods. And before that, I'm going to remind you to send CD-only releases or two copies of vinyl to Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California, 94146 in the good old USA. This is Rob. I'm closing out today with a track from the new Paint It Black CD out on J-Tree. This is a song called Dead Precedents, all 46 seconds of it. And if I can find that play button, you're going to enjoy it.